We're still unpacking, but you get the idea.
It's like a display home.
You must be Chloe.
You're the Andersons, yeah?
This is our daughter, Amy.
Hi. Hey, you're adopted?
I just can't do it. The whole happy families routine.
You're a great mum.
Been with them since I was 12.
I liked her, that local girl.
Amy?
Thanks very much for having a chat with us. Obviously, we're talking to you about Bad Girl, which is opening in cinemas in Australia very soon. This is your first featured role in a movie. How is the feeling coming into that?
Pretty nerve-wracking. I mean, you know, I just come off of a TV show, so it was a very different format. But I was sort of like, I was actually really excited. I mean, to work on something and really dive deep into a character that was so different from who I am. You know, for the first time, it was really exciting. And, that's what drove me to that.
Now, the character of Chloe is rather full-on. It's really hard to talk to you about her character without actually going into what actually happens in the film. So,
without ruining it?
Yeah, exactly. So this interview would go for literally 2.5 minutes if we couldn't talk about your character. Chloe's full-on. What kind of preparation did you undertake to basically bring the crazy?
I didn't want her to, I mean, I think crazy is a pretty harsh word. I mean, she comes from such a heartbroken place. I mean, she obviously has, you know, psychological issues, but I, basically in preparation, I watched, and drew from characters like, Girl Interrupted, Angelina Jolie and that, and, young adult, there was Charlize Theron and, The Nightcrawler, which Jake Gyllenhaal played, a great character that they're all a bit like you're on their side, but there's something that as an audience you don't quite understand. So I was trying to get to the bottom of who Chloe really was. Yeah, so I drew from those characters a lot. You know?
Did you get much rehearsal time prior to shooting? And how did that help build your relationship with Sarah?
I read that question and I can't remember because I assume we had some rehearsal time, but I think the rehearsals really came organically from Sarah and I just hanging out. And we were so blessed because we had our rooms right on top of one another in this little motel in Western Perth. And, you know, we just sort of hung out and drank beers and, you know, we'd read scenes and we'd go over to Finn's house and we'd talk to him and we'd rehearse. I think we rehearsed a couple scenes, but not everything. But just being around people 24 hours a day was really great.
Yeah, no, fair enough. And what was the shooting experience like compared to, obviously, on, like, Home and Away?
Well, Home and Away is really fast. So on the film, you can take your time. You know, you've got, like, 2 months to make 60 minutes of cinema, whereas Home and Away, you've got 1 day to make 3 hours of cinema. So, I mean, yeah. Television, I guess. So there was a pace. That was the first thing I noticed, that you could really take your time as an actor and think about the scene rather than, sort of being rushed to do it. Not saying that Home and Away was rushed, but that was just the format. That's how they had to get, you know, 7 episodes out every week. And there's only one way to do that.
We touched on this a little bit before, but you have to do some pretty insane things within the film. Was that daunting or was it just a lot of fun?
Right. Oh, both. It was daunting. It was terrifying. You know, I'd be sleepless the night before, but when it came the time to do it, it was so much fun.
And did you have a favourite scene that you enjoyed shooting?
Oh, favourite scene.
Because, yeah, there's a few good ones in
there. Oh, no.
I suppose
there's a few great ones.
Yeah, the ending would have been quite fun to shoot.
It was fun, but we were so cold because we were in that pool. Sorry, I'm going to give away the ending. But
okay.
It was freezing in that pool. And it was a heated pool, but we were still freezing. And we had to get all the... It's really hard to shoot underwater, as you can imagine. Trying to make the performance and the technical side of things work underwater plus, like, minus degree temperature. It was still fun, but it was... But I think actually the beginning of the film when we were sort of flirting with each other and Sarah and I were actually just getting to know each other and on screen we're getting to know each other. I think I enjoyed that aspect the most just because it was really, it was almost real, you know, it was two young girls just getting to know each other.
Now, you filmed Bad Girl in Perth, and it was also your first time here. Did you get to see much of the city at all?
It was. You know, I'm disappointed. I didn't get to see as much as I would have liked just because of the nature of the schedule. But everyone was so lovely, and it's such beautiful country out there. I mean, I think the house and the location was almost a character itself in this film. So I'm really appreciative that I got to spend some time down there, and I'll definitely be back.
We've got to talk about a few of your upcoming projects. Obviously, you recently got to work with Steven Yeun in Mayhem, which has got some great reviews coming out of South by Southwest.
Yeah.
He was also my favourite character in Walking Dead. I did shed some tears when he got hit in the head with a baseball bat. What was it like working with him? Because he's such a loved character on Walking Dead, and everyone loves Glenn, and he seems like a really nice guy. Steven seems like a really nice guy in real life.
I mean, you said it for me. He's really lovely, and he just had a little baby, and he's just adorable. He's great. He's so lovely to work with, and a really generous actor, and fantastic.
The trailer also recently just dropped for Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri, and it looks fantastic.
Yeah.
And it's got such a good cast.
How good does it look?
Frances McDormand, Woody Harrelson, Sam Rockwell, etc. Now, I love the trailer. I laughed all the way through it, and I'm really excited to see it. And I noticed that you're in it. So can you tell us a little bit about your role and about the film?
I actually don't know how much I'm allowed to say about it, but I just play in your et cetera section, John Hawkes' a younger girlfriend. So, I mean, just working with all of those guys and watching them and learning from them was, you know, what more can an actor ask for? It was really amazing. But basically, I just make a fool out of myself in front of a bunch of A-list actors. That's the way to sum it up.
Yeah, I really can't wait for that movie. It looks so good.
It's going to be amazing.
Now, also, you're in The Babysitter with Bella Thorne and Robbie Amell, and you play the role of Bee. What was that experience like?
It was fantastic. It was my first feature over here in the US. So I was really nervous and just so excited, and I think it's going to be something really amazing. And I can't thank McGee and the team enough for that role. I think it's really done a lot for me out here.
What's the big differences between working on an Australian film to an American that you've noticed?
The accents are kind of different.
I think, and I do ask that question a lot, and I think the most I ever get is craft services. They just say,
is that joke? Craft services is so good in America. Oh, my God. How good the food is. I know, it's amazing. But they don't have beers after work, so that's kind of disappointing. Like, on every Aussie thing I've done, there's, like, always beers in the truck afterwards, which they don't do here. So that's disappointing.
Maybe that's something you need to start over there.
Yeah, I'll put a memo out.
That's it. Now, what else have you got coming up at the moment? You're in LA at the moment. Are you shooting?
I'm actually shooting in Melbourne at the moment. I'm doing the remake of Picnic at Hanging Rock. So, yeah, I'm heading back to Melbourne on Saturday to keep shooting that, which would be great.
Well, I appreciate you taking the time to have a chat with us. Good luck with the opening of Bad Girl.
Thank you.
What if the police found you?
I'll send you straight back to jail.
There's all kinds of jails.
Hi, this is Chloe. I'm not here right now, but please leave a message.
Mr. Buchanan?
Chloe, we got a visitor.
Third house on the left, yeah?
You're a con artist.
Amy. I don't want you to hate me.
Why would I hate you?
Ah! Chloe, if you know something.
Amy!
I didn't know how to tell you the truth.
Amy! Amy!
Is anything about you real?
Where did you get this?
Hey! Hey!
We have to be strong.
Get out of here!
We just want to understand why.
Guess I'm just bad.